Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hi there, I'm Mark Griffiths, one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development. I'm joined by Ryan Brown, Redevelopment Coordinator at City of Coco. Ryan, for 17 years now at New Leaf Training and Development, we focus on our core purpose of helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. What are your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be their best? But please do start by telling us a little bit more about your organization, what you do, and who you serve. Over to you, Ryan, and then I'll wrap up when you're done.
All right. Thank you so much, Mark. Well, actually, I am new to this role, but I have over 25 years of business operations experience. And I also have a consulting firm that I lead called Leo Management Consulting. And I focus on what I call TNT, talent and temperament. And one of the things, I've been a Kiersey temperament analyst for the last 9 years. And that's a very helpful skill set to have. One of the best practices I would encourage people to do is take the Kiersey temperament sorter, or the most people know the Myers-Briggs type indicator. And those are very helpful tools to help you understand your colleagues better, understand yourself better, and how to communicate more effectively with people. And it's a great way to dig deeper with people without always having to ask them so many questions. A lot of times you can understand where they're coming from just by some of their behaviors or some brief answers you can get from them, and you go, oh, okay, this person needs more detail. This person needs more a big picture look, or a little more explanation on something. And then you're able to communicate much more effectively with them because you know that information. So that's one of my favorite tools that I use. Other things may include things like Strengths Finder. They may call it like Strengths Finder 2.0 often. That one is really helpful because instead of trying to eliminate your weaknesses, you're actually looking at your strengths and trying to help you get that, focus more on what can I use that I'm already strong at, rather than trying to always, correct things that you can't do very well. We're not all going to become math people suddenly because we need to do some calculations for something. Sometimes we need to use our best judgment there. One of my very helpful results that I had from mine when I took it was that my number one trait is individualization, which is one where I don't use stereotypes. I recognize each person as individuals, and then that helps me when I'm doing my career coaching or working with someone one-on-one, that I'm not judgmental towards them in any way, and so they open up to me more. Mm-hmm. And so that's very helpful, especially in a career coaching counseling setting. So those are some tools that I definitely use on a daily basis. So
perfect. No, and obviously, great tools. Heard of many of those, and we as an organization utilize a lot of those as well. So just to wrap things up, if you were to say, from looking through the lens of assessments, how impactful they can be for organizations and people to improve their leadership kind of culture and practice, what would you say like the kind of main benefit would be of those assessments?
The primary benefit in a team setting is that you're going to be able to shortcut the amount of time that it takes you to create that team gelling effect, because you, instead of spending a lot of time communicating in ways that aren't helpful to the other person, you're working on communicating in ways that are helpful. So I liken it to, in business school, you learn the idea of the platinum rule instead of the golden rule. Do unto others as they would have you do unto them, rather than how you would want it. And when you take the focus off yourself and you learn to communicate in the way, the style that matches their behaviors better, you're much more effective with them much more quickly.
Wonderful. Yeah, definitely that understanding self, and obviously using that to understand other people better. So Ryan, thank you so much. Before we sign off, just a reminder to our subscribers to keep an eye on the events page of our website for the professional development opportunities that we do offer on a regular basis. Everybody, have a wonderful rest of the day.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.